This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome, friends. It's Diane Halfman here with another episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. You are in for a real treat today with my guest, Antia Boyd. Antia struggled for years with loneliness, frustration, and attracting emotionally unavailable men. Then she hired a dating mentor, broke through her old barriers, and finally had great success with her dating and relationships. As a result of that work, she met her loving, supportive, and handsome husband, Brody. For over 11 years now, she's been helping thousands of single women all over the world to start finding the right man for them. Finding that man to share their life with and be happier quickly without trust issues, sadness, or wasting any more time or energy. Antia has studied personality psychology at UC Berkeley, spoken on hundreds of stages such as Google, and radio shows all over the world. For over a decade, she studied everything she could get her hands on in the areas of men, dating, and attracting a loving, long-term, and supportive relationship with the right man, quickly and without fear. She now lives in the beautiful San Diego area of California with her amazing husband. Welcome, Antia, and thank you for being here to be part of the Spa Life conversation.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And, you know, I want to share, you know, with you, Antia, as well with our listeners, to have that reminder about what Spa Life is all about. So it's a lifestyle, and that's the conversation we're having here, is about Spa Life as a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist, that you can have both. And what I have found is that, you know, focusing on a life of intention, one that is in balance and one that you truly love, that's where things start expanding. However, Antia, as we both know, many people live a life of default instead of by design. So what are some of the things that you consciously create that allow you to live your spa life?
I mean, first of all, it starts with in the morning, you know, like just really setting my intentions for the day. And one thing I like to do, Diane, is actually future pace myself. Like, how do I want the day to go ideally? Like, how many wonderful, amazing people do I want to meet? Do I see myself shaking hands even before I walk into a meeting? So just really prepare myself was just rolling out of bed and walking into a meeting or getting onto a phone call without being fully grounded in the intention that I'm setting, and also being connected with who am I connecting with today? What is this person all about, right? So I connected with you internally, right? Who you are, who I know you to be, spa life, to be more present.
I love that. I love that. You know, and I love that future imaging of yourself. I mean, that's mm-hmm. part of that default if people are just winging it and going with it. But that part of designing and having that intentionality about actually seeing how it unfolds, because if you can see it, then you can actually step into it. So I love that.
Absolutely. So true. Yeah. You don't know what to create, let's say on interview right now, if you don't know what's the outcome, how do you want the audience to feel, you know, what questions do you want them to ask themselves after the interview?
Right. Well, keeping that in mind, what was your intention for today?
Well, my intention for today was number one, raise the awareness for so many single women that they have, but if there's like trust issues that they have, because so many women have that blind spot that they're not even aware of. And they simply say, there's no good man out there. That's simply not true. So you're like, girlfriend, you have a blind spot.
You know, I love that, you know, just the power of our words and how that can really affect our experience. And, yes. and keeping that in mind, you know, a current buzzword that we hear all the time is I'm so busy. So kind of, you know, when they say like, you know, I can't find a man, you know, people are also saying, you know, I'm so busy. And that has an energy to it that really affects the busyness and you're not able to create the space that you want to have. Yet we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So what is your spa life secret that allows you to have the most impact in your day?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's all about, as you know, Dan, it's all about setting priorities, right? So what's that piece that I want to invest my time in? So I always tell my women, you know, if you don't make any time, and I just had my group coaching call last night, and a woman was saying, okay, I make myself available, because I realize I've not been making myself available. I've been so busy so that I'm not vulnerable, right? So that nobody can ask me out on a date, so I cannot get hurt, right? So that's like the biggest piece for women. It's like really getting their priorities straight. And I always say, look, if you attract emotionally unavailable men, and I always say that means they're not invested in you. So if you want a man to be invested in you, guess what, girlfriend? You got to invest in yourself first, right? You got to make some space on your calendar to create your own spa life.
Right. So you're intentionally setting the space aside in your life to actually create the things that you want to have.
Absolutely, 100%.
I love that. So Antje, how did you get involved in this work, and what makes you so passionate about helping single women find love?
Oh my gosh, Diane, I'm telling you, like, you know, I always say like your biggest passion comes from your biggest wound. And for me, I grew up in an Eastern German household, for those of you who couldn't detect my accent, and to a rather emotionally absent mother, unconscious mother. So she just didn't know how to say, I love you, or how to give me affection. And as a consequence, we all develop coping mechanisms. So I decided to become Miss Independent. But the biggest problem was that created a lot of conflict inside of myself, because still this one part inside of me still wanted the affection, while the other part was pretending that I'm fine, that I'm okay, I don't need anyone, right? And guess what? As a consequence, I attracted a lot of emotionally unavailable men, meaning they made me a lot of promises, like, but only for me to be crushed the next day.
Right. I totally get that. I mean, part of what you're talking about is what I speak about in terms of the facade. You know, who we're showing up in the world and who we want to be in a strong front. However, what's happening behind closed doors, whether it's in your home or in your mind, if they're incongruent and they're not in harmony, then we're actually not showing up as our authentic self.
So much so. And I see this all the time, Diane, like just like me, I was incongruent because I was going on dates. But guess what? I was actually ready to jump off the train of dates, I would say, right? So I would never really have both feet in. So talking about congruence, absolutely. I was completely incongruent, right? Until I really studied psychology, understood the dynamics that I was running on and helping women, you know, walk them down the aisle, do my little support groups. That's how everything started. When I saw what really the impact of incongruence, you know, like those spinning your wheels, those wasting your time. Every time when I meet a woman who's been single for 5 or 10 years, I'm like, you know, you have a major incongruence inside of yourself, if that's the truth.
Yeah, well, keeping that incongruent in mind is, Antje, what blocks most single women from having a more harmonious dating life?
So one is what I always work with as high achieving women is to be in control. To be right, right? Because it's so risky to be vulnerable and to be saying, okay, I'm not right. Okay, I allow the man to lead, right? So really trust issues is really the biggest thing, which basically that's why most women that I meet that are really highly successful drove them so much, because they didn't get the appreciation from their father or their mother. And they were taught that outside accolades are much more important than like internal love.
Right. Right. Well, you know, just sometimes saying the word vulnerable, you know, that sometimes people will think that it doesn't mean that you're being strong. But, you know, a lot of times all the time, really, when you're being vulnerable, that is you being your strongest self, because you're just, you know, you're opening yourself up for someone to actually get to know you.
It's so true. And Brody and I, we say this over and over again, vulnerability is your strength. Vulnerability is your accelerator to manifestation. Because look, when you're the most vulnerable, even when you feel embarrassed, you are at the deepest core of your creation. So if you're not resisting that part because you're so deeply connected to that emotion of who you are, you can actually use it and transform something new, right? Look at the monster as long as it's small. Don't wait until it gets big and keep feeding it and feeding it.
Right. I love that. I love that about, you know, your vulnerability, about creating, bringing that creativity in your life. And one of the things I talk about is the, you know, creativity craves clarity and creating that space in your life. So I love that you tie in vulnerability as another aspect to that creativity. So it's who we're being, it's our space, it's, you know, really embracing all the different aspects of ourselves.
Absolutely. And speaking of clarity, we have different parts inside of ourselves, right? And so if we understand the motivation of every part inside of us, goes back to the clarity you talked about, right? Then you're able to lead your life and to lead all those different parts, because all those different parts have good intentions, right? But what we see is like, oh my God, I feel guilty right now. I push this to the side. Or I feel weak right now. I push this to the side. And not acknowledging that that's actually a small part of you that's just afraid or that just wants to protect you.
Yes. No, I totally get that. So what are the biggest secrets to help singles to find love in a harmonious way? Because we want to look at, you know, when we talk about spa life, we want to be accomplished and do the things, but we want to do things in a harmonious way. So how do you bring that harmonious energy into having them find love?
Oh, okay. So number one, stay in the present moment, right? So what I always say, you know, like the anxious women that I work with, what they do is called a lot of future anticipation. So what I just said, what I do in the beginning, they do that when it goes against them, right? Because when they meet a man, they say, oh, I can't wait to see this guy again. Oh, the next kiss is going to be so great. And, you know, I wonder my last name is going to sound behind his first name. And that, you know, I mean, it's crazy, right?
Right. The fairy tale.
And so in order to create harmony, what I always say is, you know, first of all, just bring it back in. It's like a wild horse, right? Just bring that horse back in. You're not quite there yet, right? And just make sure, is this really aligned? And another thing also, Diane, is let go of all the stories. So many times I hear women say, oh, I went on this date and, you know, he flirted with me. I said, how do you know he flirted with you? How do you know that he really liked you? You had a conversation with him. Like, don't make up all those stories. Just be present with what's in front of you. The conversation you had, you know, like when I was like in my turmoil of attracting unavailable men, you know, I would have like 10 or 15 minute calls with a guy from Chicago. And it would feel like, you know, oh my God, we're in a relationship. And then when I actually looked at my calendar, because I love that you're doing so much work around that, I saw, oh my gosh, you know, it was like once a week for 10 or 15 minutes, right? But we fill in the blanks. That's what the anxious attachment style does. And so the biggest harmony piece is really getting real again and seeing what actually happened versus what you want to happen, what you think happened.
I love that. It's just, you know, in so many ways, it's a great idea to vision your life in a bigger way. But you Absolutely. Also need to, once you have the vision and you put it out there and you let it go, then you go, okay, what is true today? Like, what's happening today? Where am I at today? And you can incorporate that envisioning, but to be real about where you're at today, I mean, I love that. You know, I think that's really great.
Absolutely. And the other pieces, Diane, what I see over and over again is in order to create a harmonious life, it's like to be present with every emotion. What I so often see is when women talk about something vulnerable, the women that I talk with, when they talk about something vulnerable, that they went through a divorce or their breakup was horrible, they laugh afterwards. And I never get that. That goes back to the congruence we talked about, right? And I say, why did you laugh? Because there's this uncomfort, right? This like this awkwardness inside of them, literally inside of their body that they want to release. And so in order to create harmony, it's to stay, I always say, like, breathe into that. Stay with it. Like, don't laugh. And then the tears come. And that's the true congruence.
Right, right. Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that's part of that facade, you know, where it's like, I'll just make light of this and make it not a big deal or it's not happening, but to really feel all the different aspects of who you are. I mean, that's really a balanced, a full woman, a full man, you know, being together and really being able to share all aspects. Because if we only show the parts that are warm and fuzzy, if you will, then it doesn't show the multiple dimensions of who we are.
Absolutely. And then the third part is to trust that power. So another thing I see, because most women are bold, they're intense, they're powerful, right? Yes. And they say, oh, you know, the men are not really accepting me, or I think I'm too much for them or whatever. And I would say, no, that's BS. The reason why you attract those men is because you make yourself wrong for that power. You don't trust your own power, your own bigness, your own boldness. So therefore, you manifest the man into your life who stifles you. Because you don't trust your whole passion, because you don't know where it's going to go. And so that's the other piece too, to allow yourself to go wild, right? Like to get unleashed and see what happens.
You know, I love that. I think it comes back to, you know, one of the foundations of Spa Life is self-care and having that extreme self-care for yourself, you know, to trust yourself, to really show up fully with who you are. I mean, if you're fully being yourself, then you're going to attract someone that loves that full version of yourself.
Absolutely. 100%. It's so true because you trust yourself. That goes back to, you know, every time when you attract a man who you don't trust, I would say you don't trust yourself. That's why you attract a man that you don't trust.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that. You know, so the core foundation, I mean, there's 9 different principles that we talk about in Spa Life, but the top 3, which are the core foundation, is around your physical space, your mindset, and your self-care. And so when we look at this in terms of relationship, you know, you were just talking about in your space, about creating this space, about having the mindset, about being really true and present with where you're at. And then in the extreme self-care is really taking care of yourself and to embrace all the different aspects of yourself. So really showing up as that full woman, that's where you're going to attract the person that you want to be with.
Absolutely, 100%. And also another thing I want to add to that, Diane, what happens is when you take care of yourself, you create space, you create more capacity,
yes.
Right? So you can receive more, but you can also be more aware. You pick up more on like subtleties and little instincts and little nudges. Maybe I should not go out with this guy, or maybe I should actually go out with this guy, even if he's not completely my type. So absolutely, 100%, I agree with the self-care being number one.
Right. And I think also when you take care of yourself, when you talk about being open, you know, I think sometimes women can feel challenged to actually fully receive. So when you actually do the extreme self-care and you're taking care of yourself, I believe that opens up your container, your person, your essence to receive someone fully into your life.
Oh, 100%. And it also allows those, you know, like generative masculine energy driven women, right, to really relax more into that feminine, become softer. One thing that my husband always says, he works with the men on this planet. He always says, you know, the most attractive a woman can be is when she's in her inner girl, when she's soft, when she's feminine, right?
Yes, I love that. And you know, and that you can flow easily between both. You know, you don't have to be one or the other. It's an integration of both. But I love that, giving yourself permission to be your inner girl and to be vulnerable and to show up in that way. So I love that.
Absolutely. Well, it brings you back into equilibrium, right? It brings you back into your own balance, your own alignment. And that's when you can decide, when you know when something is right and when something is wrong for you. So absolutely, I agree with you. It's about the balance.
Definitely. Oh, I love that. So, you know, I understand, Antia, that you have a free gift for our listeners. What do you have to share?
So for those of you who are really feeling, gosh, yes, I need to create more capacity, especially my love life. I'm constantly future anticipating and I'm certainly not trusting men. Like I created my Find Your Right Man Clarity Call, which is a 60-minute call with me where we uncover, number one, what do you really want? And honestly, how emotionally connected are you to that? In other words, like how high is the believability factor, I call it. And on the other hand, we'll also look at what are the blind spots? You always say, oh, the tip of the iceberg, there's no good men out there. But what's the underbelly of the iceberg? What's really going on? What are really the blind spots that you're not even aware of? So we're going to uncover that and create a structure for you that works, because that's what I see so many times is that you need structure, that you don't fall off the earth, that you actually continue to, and as Diane knows, it's all about building a habit, right, to do something different, to train your body to do something different. So if that's you, if you're leaning for that, you're ready to have a different life, right? And to have actually this summer walk down the beach with your honey, hand in hand into the sunset, then go to findtheoneelite.com and sign up for my complimentary one-on-one Find the Right Man Clarity Call.
I love that. Thank you. I mean, what a great way for our listeners to create clarity and see what's real for them and to have that frank conversation, you know, especially if they're not having a conversation with themselves and really unveiling those blind spots that if they are, you know, so if you find yourself saying those kind of things like there's no good men out here or things aren't working, people are my power is overpowering, you know, those kind of things, this would be a great conversation to have with Antia so we can see what's real for you and to really see what is it that you really want to attract in your life.
Absolutely. So if you're ready to be really seen for all of who you are, your light, your shadow, and shadow meaning everything that you judge and criticize inside of yourself, and that being loved, and really learn how to rewrite your relationship to the emotions that you resist the most, then this is the call for you.
I love that. So Antia, I have a surprise question for you that I love to ask all of my guests, because when we talk about spa life, we talk about, you know, all the different areas of your life. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to your physical space. I mean, there's definitely what's happening in your mind and your self-care. When we go look at the physical space, we want to have a different experience in each of the rooms of our home. We want to feel differently in our bedroom than we do in our kitchen and in our family room. So what is your favorite room and why?
Well, my favorite room is my office, because number one, I have this beautiful palm tree behind me. But also what you don't see right now behind that are vision boards where I have all of the names of my clients with wedding photos on it. So like my whole room is basically, I'm indulged in the vision of my clients. And then right in front of me, I have like the fairy godmother hanging. So I'm just surrounded by lots of paintings and images that really bring in that sense that we talked about, that sense of harmony, that sense of spa life.
I love that, because, you know, that's part of designing your life and to consciously create the experience that you want to have. So I love that you've created that for yourself. And what a beautiful space that you've done that in. One of the things I ask people a lot about their office is, it does it make you feel a sense of prosperity and connection? And when, you know, you're in your business connecting with women and talking about them having relationship and connection, how wonderful that you have walked the talk and that you've created that space in your own life to be a reflection to your clients.
Absolutely, 100%. And then they also see, look, if I can hold that space for you, I hope that empowers you to do your own vision board for your vision. If I can hold your vision, you know, hopefully right. You do the same for yourself at least, right?
I love that. Oh, so great. That is fantastic. So, you know, a lot of you here may be thinking, well, I want to have more spa life in my life. And if you want to find out more about living your spa life, I have my free gift to you, where you can go to dianehaffman.com/guide and download my free book, The 9 Secrets to Step into Your Spa Life. And that encompasses, you know, the relationship, the self-care, the mindset, your physical space, you know, getting in nature. It's all the different aspects that weave together that allow you to have the accomplishment and harmony that you want to have in your life. And that's what we want for you. So Antia, thank you for being here today and sharing your thoughts and your wisdom with me and to all of our listeners for being here.
Thank you for having me, Diane.
Wonderful. Great to have you here. So for all of you listeners, now please go out and live your spa life. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.